InfoWars.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Well, we have a blood moon that is coming this Friday, but we don't have to wait for the lunacy. It's been happening for months. I'd say over a year. Democrats howling at President Trump, howling at the Russian summit. Treason, treason. And now they've got something else to howl about. We're going to talk about the Cohen tape that was given to CNN. We've got some analysis of it, and we're going to talk about what is really on that tape. Is this a smoking gun to take down President Trump? I don't think so. We're also going to talk about something that I think is far more relevant to our lives, and that is a recent court decision, a couple of different court decisions, about the Second Amendment. This one coming out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I saw this and I go, what is going on? Is the Ninth warming up to the Second? I don't think so. Not necessarily. You have to understand how the court systems work. This was a panel of judges. It's not the entire Ninth Circus. This is, and we'll talk about this coming up, but we're going to talk about the lunacy of the Democrats, the Cohen tapes, the gun control, Second Amendment, and also some updates that we didn't talk about yesterday about the shooting in Toronto. What does that tell us? Some interesting things have come out. Even CBS has reported some interesting news about the background of the shooter that ABC and NBC do not want to talk about, nor CNN. They're not going to talk about this at all. They've got their story. They're going to stick to it. It's a very convenient narrative, and it fits the massive number of gun control bills and legislation that have been passed in the last year or so since Parkland. But, you know, as we look at the Democrats and we look at their sanity, you know, there was a story that I didn't cover last few days, about Spain ordering a new submarine that was too big to fit in their dock. Or the port, right? It's kind of funny. Everybody was talking about it. It's like, yeah, okay, well, it's Spain. I don't know how many people are concerned about the, I guess they blew their entire, 0.5% of their GDP military budget on this submarine that won't fit in their port. But take a look at what's going on in Seattle. They've got $52 million that this anti-Trump mayor, Jenny Durkin, who's been elevating her national profile by attacking President Trump on virtually every issue. But she spent $52 million on some additional public transportation. And guess what? The cars that she ordered don't fit the tracks. I mean, how crazy is this? You think the submarine thing is bad? Well, the Democrats who've ordered 10 new streetcars are not going to be able to use them on existing tracks. Folks, this is why we can't have nice things. We have Democrats in government. They're not only intrusive into our private lives, they not only have no respect for our individual liberty or our choice, but they're totally incompetent as well. You want to run my public, you want to run transportation, you want all transportation to be public transportation, don't you? But you can't run it. You're absolutely clueless. I remember, and I've said this many times, going to a Raleigh's city council meeting, and one of these idiots, these socialist Democrats, people are fighting about whether or not they should be called socialist Democrats. What? Look, the Democrats have always been socialists. We understand that, right? But one of these socialists had just gone to Russia, and this was before the Soviet Union fell, said I could go anywhere for like 25 cents or 50 cents on their subway system. That's what we need here in Raleigh. And it's like, Raleigh? The town is small. The town is spread out. And I said, you have no idea what that costs you. It doesn't cost you 25 cents or 50 cents to run the subway. It costs you everything. It costs you your freedom. It costs you your choice. You're standing in line on their schedule. And then these idiots spend $52 million on cars that don't fit the existing tracks. Like Jenny Durkin, the poster child for Democrats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about Cohen tape. And we're going to get to that in the next segment. I want to talk first about a gun control decision. This came out of the Ninth Circuit Court. This is the ninth on the second. Who's on first? I don't know. but we have the U.S. Court of Appeals has upheld the right to carry guns in public. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals shut down Hawaii on a gun control regulation law. Now, I'm going to tell you why this isn't as great a news as we would like to see. This isn't a glimpse of sanity into the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. No, it is still predominantly controlled by Clinton and Obama appointees, and it is still crazy. It is still the Ninth Circus. And we're going to get into that first. But here's what a three-judge panel from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said. And of course, these guys are based out of San Francisco. They haven't taken up a major gun rights case since 2010. This is a 2-1 decision on Tuesday. They found that Hawaii infringed on the rights of the plaintiff when it twice denied him a permit that the state requires to openly carry a gun in public. Do you see the problem here? When you don't have a right, but you have a privilege that is granted by a permit or by permission, then you have this type of situation where they say, you're going to have a permit to do that. Mother, may I? No, you may not. Now what do you do? Right? You just turned your rights into a government-granted privilege. And they can say, well, you know, we're not going to grant that to you. Why not? They don't have to give a reason. Because you just said it's not a human right to defend myself, even though it is enshrined in the Constitution. So one of the judges there said, we do not take lightly the problem of gun violence. You know, trying to explain this away. Gee, I'm sorry. But for better or worse, the Second Amendment does protect a right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. I'm sorry. You know, I don't like guns, but we have the Second Amendment. Okay, well, fine. You know, that's his personal opinion, and he didn't interject his personal opinion into it. He ruled based on the Second Amendment. Fine. I agree with that. He wants to apologize for the Second Amendment. That's fine. But just recognize that it's the law and make your decision based on that. Now, what they had ruled in 2016 was that the Second Amendment did not guarantee a right to carry concealed firearms in public. That was a case that came out of Southern California. Laws on open carry firearms, for example, I'll give you an idea. This is from Reuters. Saying the most restrictive are in California, Florida, Illinois, and the District of Columbia, which generally prohibit people from openly carrying firearms of any sort. Hawaii is one of 15 states that require a license or a permit to openly carry a handgun. Now, as Fox News points out, this is the liberal Ninth Circuit backing the right to carry firearms in public. Well, that headline is not exactly accurate because the Ninth Circuit is far more than this three-judge panel. That was 2-1 conservative. Let me give you an idea. For example, you have in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you have 29 judges. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has so many, finds itself in the news so much, not just because they're crazy liberals, but because they also have a large jurisdiction. Their jurisdiction goes all the way from the District of Columbia to Hawaii. You can't get any wider east and west than that, can you? And so it's, you know, in every various places in between. They have 29 judges, but 4 seats are vacant right now. One of those seats is being nominated, I think, by President Trump. So of the 25 people that are there, here's how it breaks down. 10 of them were appointed by Clinton. 7 of them were appointed by Obama. So right there, that's 17 out of 25. That's why they're so crazy. Of the remaining 8, one of them was Carter. So now you got 18 out of 25. You've got 6 put in there by Bush 43 and 1 by Reagan. So this that I just gave you, that breakdown, the 25 judges, that's the full Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, Reason Magazine got it right. What they said was that it's quite possible that this case will be reheard en banc, I think is the way you pronounce that. It's a legal term, which means that the entire court will say, wait a minute. We want to weigh in on this because remember, this is 3 judges, 2 of them of the tiny little conservative faction within the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And these other 18 judges from Carter, Clinton, and Obama are probably going to want to weigh in on this. So they may hear this thing en banc. Again, I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation. We're going to have Lionel on later with us, and I'm sure that as a logo datalist and somebody who as not only a trained lawyer, but loves words. He can correct me if I'm saying that wrong. Anyway, they had said before when they had ruled on D.C. versus Heller, and again, remember their jurisdiction, we typically think of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals as being in California because most of the crazy liberal stuff is coming out of California. They rule on it and they rubber stamp it, and it has to be overturned by the Supreme Court, which it usually is. But their jurisdiction also goes to Hawaii, which is this case, and also to the District of Columbia. And they had been in on the D.C. versus Heller case. D.C. versus Heller was a situation where you had an off-duty police officer. This is a guy who is a police officer in the District of Columbia. He wants to be able to carry his firearm off-duty. They said, no, you have to lock it up. And so he sued them. And the Supreme Court said, no, you have a, they have to come up with some kind of a permitting process for him to allow him to do that. They weren't even going to consider allowing him to do that. They said the right to keep and bear arms means that you carry them. That's what the word bear means. It means that you carry it. They have a burden to bear if they're going to say that you can't carry your firearms because of the Second Amendment. But anyway, what they had said was, and this is the way that they're leaving this, they're interpreting this, this 3-judge panel, they're leaving open the possibility that the underlying right is a right to some form of carry. And they're going to allow that the states can choose whether they're going to allow open carry or concealed carry or both. But it may not ban both of those. So you can have people out there with open carry or you can allow people to conceal carry, but you can't say you can't do either one of those. And of course you can do both of those if you wish. That's the issue here. Now, Adam Winkler, a law professor at the University of California, LA, says states would be able to ban concealed carry, but only if they allow people to carry their guns openly and display. The guy who represented him, attorney Alan Beck, said the Hawaii County never issued a carry permit in 20 years. So they say you have to have a permit in order to carry, but we're not going to issue one to anybody. You see how that works? It's kind of like the District of Columbia, the way that they run this stuff. The guy who pulled this in, his last name is Young. He's a Vietnam veteran. He spent 21 years in the infantry. He couldn't find anyone to represent him in the case, and he wasn't even allowed to argue his case in a lower court. So the lawyer said, I just thought he was a sympathetic, good man. He deserved an attorney. I didn't go in with any expectation of winning or losing. I just wanted to give him his day in court. And so when we speak of days in court, think about what's just happened in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. As Breitbart points out, We have Trump judges starting to make a move there. However, they were shut down. They were blocked. But I want you to hear what this unanimous block of Trump judges said about a Second Amendment case in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. They said the Second Amendment is a fundamental right, and they suggested that supporters of this particular gun control law that was coming before them were plagued by hoplophobia, which is an irrational fear of weapons. And, you know, when they go back and they look at this and they looked at this, these cases in terms of carry, one of the things that they were talking about was they went back and looked at law and they said, well, you know, we had the vetting of concealed carry. That came around in the 1800s. You know why it came around? Everybody understood that the Second Amendment meant that you could have any gun that you wanted and you could carry it open. And if you carried it concealed, that was considered that you were up to something. And so you would have to be vetted and get a permit. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Boom, 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 for dang, 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 for ding, and all, ding, blue, moon, 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 blue, moon, dip, 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 dip,
moon, 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 blue. Welcome back. Let's talk about some lunacy, because we've got not only a blood moon coming up on Friday, but we got even more lunacy breaking out from the Democrats. You know, it's been less than a week since they've been howling about Trump being a traitor because he had a U.S.-Russian summit. Détente used to be a good thing, but now you're a traitor if you do that. Now they've got something new to talk about. We're going to talk about the bird on a wire, Cohen. And the tape that has come out, is that something that is incriminating? Is that going to take President Trump down? Or will it just fuel CNN's desperate attempt for ratings for a couple of days? We'll talk about that in a moment. But, you know, the blood moon that is coming up on Friday, it may not be a blue moon like you just heard there. It may be red, but it does come along even less frequently than once in a blue moon. But let me define for you what a blood moon is. Now, the full moon is going to turn blood red on July 27th, the longest total lunar eclipse of the 21st century. And as the Weather Channel says, when the moon passes through the Earth's innermost shadow, nothing to be afraid of here, folks. This is the way it happens. It picks up sunlight from the red spectrum. It turns it a rusty orange or deep red in color, and that is how it earned the nickname of Blood Moon. So for the Democrats, there isn't really any blood on the moon. I want you to understand that, Democrats. It will also be paired with Mars, which will be reaching opposition, the Democrats, who are blood red. It will also appear to be orange and red or color. So Elon Musk, I'm sure, is going to be observing Mars as it turns red in conjunction with the blood moon. Unlike a solar eclipse, no special equipment or glasses are needed to view a total lunar eclipse. You only require cloud-free weather. So contact your government and make sure there's going to be no clouds. You know, as Al Gore said, the government controls the weather, so you just make sure that happens. And it's going to last for a very long time. 1 hour, 43 minutes. And if you include the partial phases, it will last for over 6 hours, which is about as long as these panic narratives from the freaked out lunatics of the left last when we talk about things like the bird on the wire, the Cohen tape. So let's break this down. The lunacy of the left. We got CNN getting an exclusive. And in case there's any doubt about this, now we now know that Michael Cohen is no longer the BFF of Donald Trump. He is working in tandem with Lanny Davis. Does that name ring a bell? Lanny Davis, Lanny Davis. Let's see, who was Lanny Davis? Oh, that's right. He was the lawyer who defended Bill Clinton against the impeachment charges of perjury. Which was pretty obvious. His perjury was as obvious as the perjury of James Clapper. And so Lanny Davis is out there now working with Cohen. The guy who, just remember this, the guy who defended Bill Clinton on charges of perjury. They're very well established. And also, he didn't just get impeached. Bill Clinton was disbarred because of these perjury charges. Trump's former longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, has given CNN a copy of this secretly recorded conversation between Trump and Cohen. Think about this. His lawyer is recording conversations with Trump, in which they discuss purchasing the rights to a Playboy model's claim that she and Trump had had an affair. This took place in September 2016, about a month or month and a half or so before the election. The person in view here, no pun intended, is Playboy model Karen McDougal, claims to have had a nearly year-long affair with Trump in 2006. Now, I just want to say that when we look at the election, George Washington was not on the ballot, folks, right? It is a multiple-choice quiz, and we didn't have a choice of George Washington. I'm not going to defend Trump's ethics here, but we're going to take a look at whether or not what he did was legal or not. And if you want to talk about the ethics of what he did, then maybe you on the left and Lanny Davis should examine your ethics in terms of defending not only the perjury of Bill Clinton lying under oath, which as a lawyer, he knew the consequences of that full well. Maybe you should be concerned about the perjury charges, and maybe you should be concerned about all the accusations of sexual assault and rape that, although they were very credible, people like Anita Hill, who had been a political stooge for the left in terms of attacking Clarence Thomas. Yes, he was black, but that didn't give him a pass because he was a conservative. And that was even worse. You know, being a conservative black guy was even worse than being a conservative white guy. He had to be destroyed. And so they bring out Anita Hill and the other feminists who then, within less than 2 years, were defending Bill Clinton's rape and violent sexual assault, saying it didn't matter. That some offhand comments in an office mattered, but that Bill Clinton's rape and sexual assault didn't matter. So these are the people who want to make an issue out of President Trump's ethics. Well, good luck with that hypocrisy. But let's talk about whether or not there was anything really legally incriminating here. So when you listen to this tape, what you hear, I'm not going to actually play the tape. I'm going to have commentary from Giuliani, commentary from Dershowitz and others who are talking about it. The tape is very hard to hear. If you want to listen to it, knock yourself out. As Giuliani said, they spent a lot of time listening to it, enhancing it, slowing it down and so forth so they could hear exactly who was saying what and so forth. And this tape, as Giuliani alleges, was abruptly cut off. So there may be some more information on there as well. But it's not really a good tape for radio for us to play. But anyway, he says on the tape, I need to open up a company for the transfer of all that information regarding our friend David. This is what Cohen, the lawyer, says. So he says, I need to open up a company for the transfer of all that info regarding our friend David. Trump interrupts Cohen and asks him, what financing, according to the recording? When Cohen tells Trump, we'll have to pay, Trump is heard saying, pay with cash, but then the audio is muddled and it's unclear. Were they suggesting paying with cash or not paying? Cohen says, no, but it's not clear what is said. Now, Giuliani's version of the transcript says that Trump is saying, don't pay with cash, pay with a check. Lanny Davis smiled when Chris Cuomo read him Giuliani's version of the transcript. And Lanny Davis said, well, everybody just heard how Donald Trump said the word cash. So this is a guy who defended Bill Clinton's perjury and so forth. Remember, they were arguing as to what the meaning of is. So now they're arguing what the meaning of cash is. And Lanny Davis said, the only people who use cash are drug dealers and mobsters. You know, people like his boss, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton. Do you remember when Danny Williams, who says that Bill Clinton is his father, he said that every year at Christmas time, Bill Clinton would have the highway patrol come around and give his mother $700 in cash? But only drug dealers and mobsters use cash, right? And Bill and Hillary Clinton, until they go to Washington, say, we're not going to continue this anymore. Maybe they should talk about MENA, Arkansas, and how drug dealers and mobsters use cash. Yeah, Lanny Davis, you want to play that game? You want to talk about ethics? Maybe you should also talk about legality. And we're going to talk about the legality of this when we come back. We're going to talk about what Giuliani as well as Dershowitz says. Dershowitz says it's absolutely certain that Cohen is going to flip. Oh, he's already flipped.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, Impact and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance. You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at what Rudy Giuliani said. He went on immediately. It was leaked, he said. He found out that it was leaked. The tape was leaked at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. He immediately went on Laura Ingraham's program to talk about this. He said it was outrageous that an audio conversation between Trump and his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, was leaked to the media, and questioned why the recording ended at a key part in the conversation. This is a recording that he said that he and his staff had listened to many, many times, and goes, well, why didn't you play the rest of this stuff? And he says, Cohen interrupts, Giuliani said, and says, no, I got it. And then you hear distinctly, if you're careful and you slow the tape down, he says, check. And then Cohen follows with no, and then quickly cuts off the tape. Let's play Rudy Giuliani as he was on Laura Ingraham last night explaining what he thinks this really means. as it was leaked at the last minute. He learned of the leak at the last minute to CNN. Here's Rudy Giuliani.
I agree with you. The tape is a little bit hard to hear, but I assure you that we listened to it numerous, numerous times. And the transcript makes it quite clear at the end that President Trump says, quote, "Don't pay with cash." Cohen then interrupts and says, "No, no, no, I got it." And then you hear distinctly, "If you're careful and you slow it down, check." And then Cohen follows with, "No, no, no," and then quickly cuts off the tape, which indicates exactly what Professor Dershowitz was saying, that Cohen doesn't want the rest recorded because it was too exculpatory from the point of view of the president.
Rudy, also, go ahead.
There's no way the president is going to be talking about setting up a corporation and then using cash, unless you're a complete idiot, and the president's not an idiot.
So that's a key point. What is the meaning of cash? Like I said before, this is Lanny Davis who defended the liar-in-chief, Bill Clinton, lying about his crooked business dealings in Arkansas with Whitewater and so forth. I mean, they never really even got into MENA and the drug dealing that was going on there. But, you know, saying, well, it depends on what the meaning of this is. Well, it depends on what the meaning of cash is. We'll talk about that a little bit more, but Giuliani said that he had spent about 4,000 hours listening to legal recordings in his career. And he is confident, after listening to this over and over and over again, slowing it down and so forth, he said he is confident that if the public listens to the tapes three times, it'll become clear. Now, Lanny Davis, of course, was the attorney for Bill Clinton during the 1998 impeachment for perjury. It was pretty clear that he was lying under oath. And Giuliani says the president does bring up cash, but he says don't pay with cash. Now, let's talk about Alan Dershowitz, who talks about Cohen, says he's going to flip. Well, I think he already has flipped. He's got Lanny Davis, Bill Clinton's impeachment lawyer, as his attorney, and he is leaking tapes, which Giuliani had said, all right, we're going to waive attorney-client privileges. Dershowitz said, why did they do that? Questioning the wisdom of Giuliani in terms of even doing that. Giuliani doesn't believe that there's anything there. And quite frankly, if you listen to Dershowitz, he doesn't believe that there's anything criminal there either. Here's what Alan Dershowitz had to say on CNN with Chris Cuomo.
Well, first of all, I don't know why anybody waived the lawyer-client communication regarding this tape.
Gosh, yeah.
Here you have a lawyer and a client discussing something. The client,
Rudy Giuliani,
saying,
says it's because they think
cash.
It helps them.
Well, here you have the client maybe saying, let's pay cash. The lawyer says, no, 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 do it by check. And the client comes back and says, I'll do it by check. That's a typical conversation. I've had that conversation a dozen times with clients, and you persuade them to do the right thing. But I think the big picture here is, number one, Lanny is a terrific lawyer. And so there is a real lawyer who is now against Trump, unlike Avenatti and some of the others, a really, really good lawyer who's on this case. Second of all, you have a situation where, you know, he's going to flip. There's no question. He's now made it clear.
Flip on what? He hasn't even been charged.
And so, I know, but he's going to flip.
Well, what's the collusion about?
Tell the truth. He's going to cooperate. He's turned. He's pressed the reset button. If that doesn't mean that he's going to cooperate with the government, I don't know how you could say it any more than if you walked into the prosecutor's office and said, ask me any question you want me to ask.
But he says he...
All right. So he went on later in that interview. Dershowitz said, this is all political. There is no crime here. You heard Chris Cuomo. He hasn't been charged. Yeah, and they've said we had Rod Rosenstein as he tried to throw the summit under the bus, tried to undermine President Trump politically. Again, if he believed, going back to the very beginning of this, as President Trump has said over and over again, if the Obama administration and the intelligence community were doing their job, if they were honest, if they thought that there was some manipulation by the Russians of the election, they should have shut it down. Instead, what that they should have exposed it, and they should have shut the collusion down. Instead, what we have learned is that Obama told the intelligence community to stand down in terms of investigating the Russians. He didn't inform President Trump that he thought that maybe somebody on his staff was talking to the Russians, even though that wasn't true. If it was true, if he believed it was true, he would have an obligation, if he was going to do the right thing, to tell President Trump and say, hey, I think you got some people here trying to that are colluding with a foreign power against the United States, against you. No, they didn't do that. They thought they could use it. In the same way, Rod Rosenstein said, hey, I think we can use this, even though we're going to say that nobody in America violated any laws and that none of the dirty dozen Russians changed anything. I'm going to have a press conference, and I'm going to do this to embarrass the president on the eve of a summit to try to score political points against the president. And see, if he thought that there was really something going on here, he could have given that information to President Trump. Trump could have given that information to Putin privately, said, hey, we've got this information here. You guys better lay off. If they really wanted to change things, but they don't. It is a carefully constructed narrative that is a political attack. And so as Dershowitz talks about this, he says, this whole thing about the Cohen tape, this is all political. There's no crime here. The worst case scenario. Take everything that Lanny Davis says is true. There's no crime, Dershowitz says. There's no federal crime. There's no impeachable offense. This is all about how the president looks in the court of public opinion. Isn't it all? Isn't that what Rod Rosenstein did? It was about making the president look bad in the court of public opinion. There's no crime here by Americans. There's no effect on the election, and we all know that. And yet it's about making President Trump look bad in the court of public opinion. Whether or not he, through his lawyer, said something that was not true, he says, I think they will win that fight because the tape is ambiguous enough so there will be people who will hear it the way they want to hear it, and other people who will hear it the way they want to hear it. So the question is, what is the meaning of cash? Trump can be heard asking Cohen, what financing? Also, pay with cash. The tape cuts off before a final decision is made, but not before Trump poses one additional request. Get me a Coke, please. That's the important thing right here. Not Pepsi, Coke. But Lanny Davis says the truth is on our side. Let me tell you something. The truth has never been on Lanny Davis's side. Never been on his side. And so the bottom line is that if you hear Trump talking, he's going to say, what financing? And he says, pay cash. So the two of them are talking back and forth. President Trump says, what finance? We got to set up a corporation. President Trump says, what, and we got to finance this thing. He says, what financing? Pay cash. And then Cohen is saying, oh, no, we don't pay cash, we pay by check. He says, pay him with a check. Now, Trump's lawyer, Alan Futterfass, I guess is the way you pronounce his name, I don't know. He's a lawyer for the Trump Organization. He denied that the audio proved that Trump was offering to pay cash. He said, whoever is telling Lanny Davis that cash in that conversation refers to green currency is lying to him. He says, there's no transaction that's done in green currency. You're not going to set up a corporation or something like that in used currency. Let me tell you what's happening here. Lanny Davis and these crooked Democrats like the Clintons are projecting once again. It is Lanny Davis and the Democrats who have used green currency, who have used cash to finance illegitimate offspring. They have used cash in MENA for their drug dealings. And of course, Obama had a plane load of foreign currency that he took to Iran. Yeah, they know all about drug dealings, mafia dealings, evading the law by using cash.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber. A mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we have the EU's Juncker is going to be coming to the United States today. As the headline in Zero Hedge says, Mr. Juncker goes to Washington. Not Mr. Smith, but Mr. Juncker. I don't know that it's going to be a happy meeting. he says he's going to try to de-dramatize the EU-US relations. I don't know that that's going to work either. We're going to talk about what's going to happen with that, and we're not welcoming him. It's going to be a sad song, I think, when he gets to the White House. The old hidey-ho. And maybe he'll get the old heave-ho. At least his tariffs are going to get the heave-ho. President Trump has made it very clear. We're not going to be anybody's suckers on this stuff. If the Chinese want to charge us 10 times the amount of tariffs on our goods going into China that we charge them, we're going to do something about it. If the EU wants to charge us 4 times the amount of tariffs on our products going into the EU that we charge them on their products coming in, we're going to do something about it. It's just that simple. And so we're going to talk about the back and forth, the risk to Trump's base, the agricultural base, as China replies with its own tariffs, targeting the core support of President Trump in rural areas and in the farm belts and so forth. Will it cost the U.S. Senate for the Republicans when they do that? Well, President Trump is making some counter moves on that to shore that up as well. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have still continued some of our sales on BrainForce Plus, 50% off. That is my favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWars. And really does help me to focus. We have a lot of products that are, you know, BrainForce and DNA Force and so forth. I would have called BrainForce Brain Focus because I think it helps you to focus, helps you to recall. That is now 50% off. We also have some other products as part of our some of these have been continued from our 1776 sales. As a matter of fact, we have Knockout, the all-natural sleep aid, at 1776. That's the discounted price. We have Silver Bullet at $9.95. But we've also added a few more things. Defeat the Democrat censorship sale. We've had 50% off our Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. That's a great way to take a lot of vitamins and minerals in an easy-to-swallow format. You don't have to take a lot of pills. You can put it in a drink mix. That is 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We all know that selenium is very important for our health. The question is, like so many of these things, are you going to get a good source of selenium? Well, we have BioTrue Selenium, which is non-GMO. That's why we call it BioTrue Selenium. You can get that 50% off. Also, Alpha Power, one of our popular products, 50% off. And our newest product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This is a great way to use nano silver topically. It's in a gel format, and this is if in case you get cuts or minor burns or something like that, you can put the nano silver gel on there, the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. Silver is very effective at fighting not only bacteria but also viruses. So it's a great thing to use whenever you get cuts, burns, things like that. That is 25% off as part of its introductory price. Take a look at the other specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. Now, as we look at all of the howling of the Democrats today, what were they howling about this morning when I got up? They were howling about the Cohen tape. We've just talked about that. They're also howling about Jeff Sessions going to a high school event to speak, and the kids there are chanting, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And he kind of chuckles about that. And so you have the mainstream media putting the headlines out here, NBC News. Oh, look at this. He's joining them in the chanting of lock him up. And that was picked up by BuzzFeed, CNN, MSNBC, Daily Mail, all the usual fake news suspects saying that Jeff Sessions chanted lock her up. Others have pointed out, Breitbart points it out, he did not join the chant. He simply acknowledged it in order to move the speech forward. MSNBC's Haley Jackson said he joined in on the chat. CNN's Manu Raju, I think that's the way you pronounce the name. I've never seen this person. I don't know, male or female. Sessions had participated in a chant to lock her up. That's CNN. Well, you know what? I wish he had, quite frankly. If he didn't, I'm very disappointed. Because, you know, quite frankly, if Jeff Sessions was doing his job, he would be working to lock her up. He wouldn't be going to a pep rally at a high school and laughing about it or chanting to lock her up. He would actually be doing his job if he locked her up. Why isn't he doing his job? Why is he going to pep rallies and laughing about that instead of actually coming after some of these criminals? You know, if we allow two standards of justice, we don't have any justice at all in this country. And I am sick and tired of the double standard that was given to Hillary Clinton by James Comey, the double standard that he presumes that he should benefit from, the double standard that's being applied by Mueller, by Rosenstein, by all these crooks. That is, and I've got some news coming up in the next hour. I'm going to talk about some new information about how this group of usual suspects, these crony crooks that were tied together with Obama and Hillary Clinton, Mueller and Comey, Rosenstein. Now, it wasn't just Uranium One. It had to do with some other weapons issues. And that has just broken in the last day or so. So I'm going to give you that breaking news when we come back in the second hour. But as we look at these people and the fact that they are saying, you know, we're She commit all these felonies, but we're not going to do anything about it. But don't you try it at home. They lock up the Navy sailor for violating some confidential material, took pictures of his bunk bed or something in a submarine. Big deal. Hillary Clinton is trading in the highest level secrets, and nothing happens to her, and nothing happens to these people who are trying to overthrow our election. Comey, Brennan, Hayden, these people who got a pass from the mainstream media, these people who got a pass from all these Republicans, Democrat and Republican. And we've got another Republican coming out today saying, this is a banana republic. This has become a talking point for them. A banana republic, if you're going to revoke the security clearance of people who have violated national security, who have used their position to try to manipulate elections, who have lied to the FISA court and committed many things for which they ought to be locked up. Yeah, lock them up, not just her, them. Lock them up. But of course, they don't believe that it's a problem when James Clapper unlawfully commits dragnet surveillance on the entire U.S. public. They don't believe that it's a problem that we're a banana republic when you've got Barack Obama and John Brennan with an assassination drone program where they're killing and trying to kill Americans without any due process. They don't believe that's a problem. No, that really is a banana republic, folks. The same guy who stuffs a plane full of foreign currency and sends it to Iran. Because why? Oh, well, I couldn't do it with American currency because there's a law against that. Oh, okay. The double thinking, the cognitive dissonance of the rank and file Democrats as they are gaslighted and lied to by the establishment Republicans and Democrats and military industrial complex and the mainstream media, they tell them all of these and they just accept all this stuff. Now, we really do have a banana republic. And we don't have a banana republic because there's consequences, little tiny consequences for some of these guys. And of course, it hasn't happened to them. They haven't had their security clearance revoked. Jeff Sessions is so out of touch with things that he went on to a news program and said that Peter Strzok had his security clearance taken. And when Strzok testified, one of the congressmen asked him point blank about that. And he says, no, I still have that. And he has a special compartment or whatever it's called. It's above top secret. He has above top secret clearance. Peter Strzok, that sneering criminal who hasn't been indicted, unfortunately, who Sessions is not trying to lock up, who Sessions isn't really even aware of whether he has security clearance or not. I mean, nobody is at the wheel. I look at President Trump and what happened with this Cohen tape. You know, he really does have some lawyer issues, starting with the chief lawyer, the attorney general. And I would include Giuliani in that as well. Not just Michael Cohen. I mean, the president's made some really bad decisions with lawyers. Let me tell you something. If President Trump was crooked and had the kind of lawyers that he's got with Giuliani and Sessions and Cohen, he would have been in jail a long time ago, even before he ran for president. I don't think he's crooked just because of the incompetent lawyers he's got surrounding him and the fact that he's not in jail. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. And as I pointed out earlier, we have Jean-Claude Juncker, a Eurocrat. Oh, I love that term. He's a bureaucrat and he's from Europe. He is a Eurocrat. Eurocrat. Okay. I gotta get my consonants correct there. Subliminal slip there. Sorry about that. But yeah, that's what he is. A Eurocrat. Jean-Claude Juncker is coming to see President Trump. President Trump tweeted out, the European Union is coming to Washington tomorrow to negotiate a deal on trade. I have an idea for them. Both the U.S. and the EU drop all tariffs, barriers, and subsidies. That would be finally called free market and fair trade. Hope they do it. We're ready, but they won't. which is exactly what Ron Paul had said about NAFTA years and years ago. He said, you call this several thousand page trade agreement free trade? Come on. Come on. All of these libertarian and conservative groups, all these business interests in Wall Street and so forth, you want to call that free trade? That's not free trade. Like Ron Paul said at the time, you want free trade? One sentence, no taxes. We're not going to do anything with this, and we're just going to have open trade. No taxes. You don't need thousands of pages if you got free trade. And that's what President Trump said. Yeah, let's have free trade. Let's have fair trade. All these people say, oh, we got to have free trade, or what President Trump is doing is a trade war. Let me tell you, as I've said before, as President Trump has said before, they have been bombing our economy, our manufacturing base for decades. The trade war began decades ago. Nobody in Washington noticed, or at least they hoped that you wouldn't notice. They knew it. They were instigating it. All these people wanted cheap labor. It's amazing to me. I see some organizations that I typically agree with on many other issues. But I tell you, when I see FreedomWorks, I see Reason, I see all these different think tanks out there coming after President Trump because of tariffs. It's like, you didn't care about it when the other side put tariffs on us. You only care about it when President Trump uses it as a retaliatory weapon. Say, oh, you like tariffs? Well, why don't we give you the same tariffs that you give us? Then they freak out. Call it a trade war. Like, man, I understand what they're doing. I hope you do. I hope you do. So Juncker is coming to Washington, as Zero Hedge points out. He wants to de-dramatize EU-US relations. Last time the two met face-to-face at the G7 in Quebec, the EU's most senior official told European leaders that Trump had called him a brutal killer. And you understand, he meant that as a term of endearment. Trump used to say that Scott Pruitt was a killer. That meant that he was very effective at what he did, right? He was getting rid of these bureaucrats. Regulations that were attempting to shut down our industry. Of course, that's the other way that they do it, right? They do it with trade deals. They do it with the green mask of environmentalism. Countries that have treated us unfairly on trade for years are all coming to Washington to negotiate, said President Trump. Juncker, meanwhile, told reporters last week that he is upbeat and relaxed. I'm sure he is. I don't believe he is. However, we don't need a crystal ball, says Zero Hedge, to know that things aren't going to go well at the meeting. As Bloomberg reports, the European Commission President Juncker won't be coming to the White House with a great deal on trade to counter Trump's recent criticism of the EU and the fact that it runs a $150 billion surplus with the U.S. So just like President Trump said about China, when you're down $800 billion, we can't lose. As President Trump said with China negotiations, he said, we're holding all the cards. We're holding $800 billion worth of cards because that's how much we are their customer. We're their $800 billion customer. Well, we're the $150 billion customer of the EU. You know, the people that are looking at Brexit, they have two choices. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with me.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have the European Commission, I think it's his title, Juncker. Yeah, European Commission President. They have so many bureaucrats, so many Eurocrats, I can't keep track of who these guys are. Mostly just third-rate bank clerks, as Nigel Farage pointed out once before. But one of them, Juncker, is coming to the U.S. to meet with President Trump. President Trump tweeted about that, and he threw down the gauntlet. He said, yeah, you want to talk about free trade, all these people on Wall Street, all these people in the conservative establishment, think tanks want to talk about free trade. Oh, it's a wonderful thing in principle, but if you want free trade, you don't need thousands of pages of regulations. And so President Trump says, hey, I've got an idea for them. Both the U.S. and the EU drop all tariffs, all barriers, all subsidies. That would finally be called free trade, free market, and fair trade. Hope they do it. We're ready. But they won't. They won't, because this is working out in their defense, the defense of their economy, which is the only defense that they care about. They don't see a threat from Russia. Why should they? The Warsaw Pact that NATO was set up to defend against, NATO was set up to defend against Stalin and Khrushchev and the Soviet Union. Russia is not the Soviet Union anymore. Maybe the Democrats need to educate themselves a little bit about how things have changed. As a matter of fact, things have changed so much in Russia that they want to get rid of Lenin, the vast majority. There's about 30% of the people there that are still communists. See, communism is more entrenched here in America on the college campuses and in the Democrat establishment than it is in Russia. In Russia, it's only 30%. Here, we're struggling. It's right up to the 50%, sometimes goes over. Certainly out in California, it's way over 50%. And so America is more communist than Russia is right now. Not a popular position. So the Soviet Union is gone. It collapsed. Because of too much military spending. Some of the same problems that we're making right now. And because of too much central management of the economy, the things that the Republicans are pushing as well. And the Warsaw Pact has all been subsumed into NATO. NATO started out as a half dozen countries. Now it's about 30 or so. And so where is the threat? Certainly the Germans don't think that it's a threat. Nobody in Europe thinks that the Warsaw Pact that is now part of them, you know, we has met the enemy and they is us. the Warsaw Pact is part of NATO now, and the Soviet Union doesn't exist. And the increase in our defense budget just in the United States, the increase is greater than all of the money that was the entire Russian military budget. So the Germans are not concerned about that. They're not spending any money on defense. They're running around in NATO exercises with broomsticks painted black going pew, 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 pew. they're making themselves dependent on Russia for energy. That's not the sort of thing you do if you're worried about Russia. But they are worried about defending their economy. And so we have the EU Commission President Juncker coming to America. President Trump has called him out on that. And so when we look at how this is going to break down, as I was saying, as we went to break, when you look at what's going on with Brexit, they've got a couple of different options. Number one, now that they have earned the spite of the Eurocrats, like Juncker, these European bureaucrats, as Nigel Farage says, yeah, there's two Europes. There's the people in the countries, and then there's these bureaucrats in Brussels. These bureaucrats in Brussels are going to punish Britain for having the audacity to say that they don't want to be ruled from Brussels. As Nigel Farage has said, if we really wanted to make this work, we would have gone to these individual corporations and these individual countries, and we would have said, we don't want to build a wall. We don't want to pull up the drawbridge between the UK and Europe. We want to trade with you. So you go to the different German car companies. You go to the French wine companies, and you say, let's be customers for each other. Let's have open trade, even more open trade than we currently have. Because not only do they have the trade managed by Brussels, but they also have taxes put on by Brussels. And Brussels is making sure that the British can't trade with us without paying taxes to Brussels and so forth. That's why President Trump said, if you don't get out of the European Union, if this Brexit deal, which isn't a deal that Theresa May is talking about, that'll basically shut down any deals with the U.S. He wasn't making a threat. He was just saying that Brussels was going to shut that down, and they will. So they will either become a vassal slave to Brussels, allowing Brussels in this soft Brexit, as Theresa May says, is no Brexit at all. It means that they give up their representation, but they don't give up the regulation and taxation. So they're going to have regulation and taxation without representation. That's what Theresa May has on the table for them. Their other alternative is just to say, so long. We're just walking away and do a deal with the United States, do it their own deals with Asian countries, and even do their own deals with, individuals in Europe. If they put pressure on them, they can still have the German car companies put pressure on the German government, which has a lot of pressure that they can put on Brussels. So they can still work on things with the European Union, but the European Union isn't even the biggest trading bloc out there. They're going to do much better if they have more open and freer trade with Asia and America than if they traded freely with Europe. And they don't want to be the slaves of the EU. So as we look at this, we are down $150 billion to the EU, just like we're down $800 billion to China. And President Trump has made it very clear. You know, he said, look, we start out very small. We got an $800 billion deficit here. I'm going to put in, what was the initial thing? It's maybe $25 billion or $50 billion or something like that. And the Chinese came back and said, well, we see your $50 billion. And President Trump said, I'll raise you $200 billion and we'll keep going because we got an $800 billion set of chips on our side of the table, more than you've got. And that's why he said we're holding all the cards in this poker game. There really is a poker game. And so if the EU wants to come in here, and we want to play poker with them, just understand, we come to the table with $150 billion more poker chips than you've got, Juncker. And President Trump certainly understands that. So as they look at this, a lot of people are starting to wring their hands and saying, well, you know, the backlash over tariffs could actually cost Republicans the Senate. This is an article from Mishtalk. They're saying the real clear politics battle for the Senate map suggests it's extremely unlikely for Democrats to take control of the Senate. Why? Because Republicans have 46 safe seats or seats that are not up for election and two more that are likely. To take control, the Senates have to win all nine of the likely or leaning Republican plus another six or seven toss-ups. So that doesn't look like it's going to happen unless there is a big backlash because the Chinese have targeted their retaliatory tariffs against Trump's base of agricultural rural supporters. President Trump is nobody's fool. President Trump has announced today a multi-billion dollar stimulus for farmers. Again, you want to have free trade? That means that we get rid of tariffs and regulations and subsidies. But if you don't want free trade, if you're going to continue with your tariffs that are disproportional, 10 to 1 in the case of China, 4 to 1 in the case of Europe, President Trump will see you and raise you if necessary. And so they're not going to get rid of their tariffs. They're not going to get rid of their subsidies. So President Trump says, oh, you want to strategically put tariffs against our farmers? I will strategically subsidize them. How about that? And so now the White House has announced a $12 billion short-term stimulus package to help U.S. farmers who are hurt by China's retaliatory tariffs. There you go. We can play that game all day until the Chinese cave. There's evidence that the Chinese may be caving, says Zero Hedge. They have launched fiscal easing. I would say, however, that fiscal easing may not be caving. That may be another way that they come at this. If President Trump raises tariffs to make their goods more expensive, they can make their goods cheaper by easing financial restraints and devaluing their currency. So you raise the tariffs by 25%, they decrease the value of their currency by 25%.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX, Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've got questions 67, 68, 69, the $64,000 question for the Clintons. How were you getting all of your speeches approved worth $48 million, according to Judicial Watch? 215 speeches earning $48 million. A lot of these, $300,000, $400,000, speeches made by Bill Clinton, approved by Hillary Clinton's State Department. Very controversial areas, there you go. Lock her up. I mean, you got Jeff Sessions like, oh, shucks, lock her up. That's kind of funny, isn't it? Yeah, we ain't going to lock them up. I wish he was chanting it. I wish he was doing it. But I want to start with the whole idea of permissions, because, you know, she gave him permission to do this. Comey gave her permission to violate national security at the highest levels. They get away with it because it's a double standard. And I want to show for you just how galling this double standard is for the little guys like you and I. As Reason Magazine is talking about, more and more of what we do depends on government permission. The context for this report, of course, is the crackdown on travel for people who the IRS says owe them money. And they are revoking permission to travel. Going down the path that we see in China. And let me tell you, as we look at China and its biometric facial recognition, and it's not just facial recognition, they can recognize you by your walk, by so many different biometric factors. We have the governor of New York, I think it was the governor, Cuomo. I don't think it was the mayor of New York City. I think it was the governor who was bragging about their new toll booths where they can instantly identify you. And saying a lot of people will go through the tolls and they'll turn their face. Well, we can identify you by your ear. They're like, well, okay, good for you. You're proud of that, aren't you? And all of these people who are so upset because President Trump would revoke the clearance of people who have violated their oath to the Constitution, their legal responsibility, who have engaged in criminal actions against him and against the American people, I would add. Nobody ever complains about the illegal actions of the NSA, the CIA against the American people anymore. We do hear some complaints from the conservative side when they do something to President Trump, but the conservatives don't complain when the deep state and the surveillance state are doing the same kind of stuff to you and I. They don't complain about that, do they? Or to Julian Assange or people in the press. Don't care about that. Some people will care if they do it to President Trump, but President Trump and the rest of the conservatives don't care when they do it to you and I. They just give them a pass. But this is where it is headed. China has the technology already in place. They got a massive database of their citizens. We're working on the same thing here. I mean, they've got to have a database of your ear, don't they? If, as the governor of New York says, they can identify you by your ear at the toll booth. Well, that means they got to have your ear on file somewhere. I hope I've got your ear as to where this is all going. You really like this? And so it's not just that and the fact that they can shut down your travel. Of course, that is where they're headed. That's why I'm so adamant about pointing out that the way that you control a population, all the people in the military know that you got to control the way people communicate, take away their ability to shoot, take away their ability to communicate, take away their ability to move. You own them. You own them. That's the three strategies for military conquest. Communicate, move, and shoot. Deny those things, you have control of the people. And so, hence, they come after our ability to communicate, coming after our First Amendment for the conservative press, coming after your ability to be able to see what we write, to censor it on social media, to censor your ability to be able to share stuff with people, to discover articles yourself, and then to, of course, the long-term struggle to take away your ability to shoot, your Second Amendment, to defend yourself and so forth, but also now coming for your ability to move. And most people don't even talk about that. I don't know anybody that talks about that except for me and Eric Peters that I had on yesterday. Everybody else is like, do-de-do-de-do-do. I don't know what's going on. Oh, this is great. Look at all them little shiny buttons. I got like an iPad glued to the pad, to the dashboard. Isn't that great? I can like shop while I should be driving. But don't worry, because the car will drive everything. Yeah, right. Okay. You're a fool if you think that. If you turn this stuff over to the cars, certainly at this point in time, you're absolute fool if you turn this over to Tesla or to Google or anybody else. Google's going to give you some cars without any steering wheels, without any brakes. Tesla wants you to just, and GM, the GM has got their shopping stuff there. So trust them. You can trust them, right? Pay no attention to the burning people in that car over there that just trusted them. No, you trust them. They've got this worked out. They're very smart. But it is all an agenda to control and tax your every movement. And of course, the IRS saying that you're not going to be able to travel if you got penalties and interest. Right now, that's pretty high. It's $50,000. But of course, the IRS can get that amount up pretty quickly with penalties and interest to $50,000. You don't have to owe them too much money to get there. And once they establish the principle that they can stop you from traveling if you owe them taxes, then they can move that $50,000 progressively down. You got to remember, the income tax began as a 1% tax on the 1%. That isn't what we have today, is it? And so if they're going to be able to do that for income taxes, then why can't the governor of New York or the mayor of New York or the mayor of your town say, you're not going to move if you owe me any kind of money for anything? Maybe I got a fine on you because you let your grass grow too long. Well, you're not going to be able to go to work till you pay that fine. That's where this is ultimately going. And so as reason points out, do you have a permit for that? If you want to keep that permit, you better do as you're told. Increasingly, that's the theme of modern America. As I've said before, there ought to be a law. I've heard that all my life. And now that is the ruling principle of America. Land of the free, home of the slave. Increasingly, that's the theme of modern America. More and more of what we do is dependent on permission from the government. I began talking about the recent court case that a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court weighed in on, saying that Hawaii County cannot say you have to have a permit for carrying your gun and then never issue that permit. In 20 years, they never issued a permit. They said, you got to have a permit. Well, we're not going to issue you one. And I'm going to tell you how that works out with the First Amendment as well. But they go on to say that the permission is unsurprisingly contingent on keeping the government officials happy and paying them off. Permission to travel the roads, to leave the country, even to make a living. This is not how you have a free country, says Reason. And they go on to talk about the IRS putting that on there. But I want to tell you about a couple. This is the State Council of Higher Education in Virginia. This is an article from WND. They say that John McGlothian, who is a certified project management professional, needs to get a permit to teach management skills. And they won't give him that permit. See, the same people who hate the Second Amendment hate the First Amendment as well. They hate all freedom. They put themselves out as pro-choice. Oh, they do support your choice if you choose to kill your child. If you want to choose how you're going to educate your child, If you want to make decisions about your child's medical care, including their vaccinations, well, oh, no, 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 no. We're not that kind of pro-choice. They don't support any choice except your choice to kill your child. And so this guy wants to teach. They say, no, you got to have a permit. Oh, we're not going to give it to you. His wife also needs a permit to teach sewing. They also said she can't have that. And now we got a lawsuit that's been filed by the Institute of Justice. We're going to tell you more about that and how the little guy needs a permit. The Clintons don't. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're just talking about everything that we do anymore depends on government permission. We're going to get back to this court decision that came down about the fact that Hawaii said you've got to have permission to carry your firearms, and we're not going to give it. We haven't given it to anybody in 20 years. Snicker, snicker. Well, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, actually a three-judge panel there, said no, can't do that. And we're going to talk about what may happen in the future with that, as well as what happened at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in terms of the Second Amendment. But let's focus here just on permission here, because I want to contrast the demands to get permits for people who want to exercise their First Amendment to teach. These people say you can't teach in a private, you know, I understand they run the schools, they have their standards or whatever that they want to license the teachers for, whatever. If that's their school, they can make those standards there. But if you were teaching professional classes, one guy wants to teach management skills to people. His wife wants a permit to teach, or wants to teach sewing. She is accomplished at that. And the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia, even though this guy is a certified management professional, says, nah, we're not going to give you a permit on this. Or we're going to give you a permit, but we're not going to do it. See, it's not just the guns. When you accept this kind of intrusion and control of your life, when they turn everything that should be a God-given right that you possess as a human being into a government-granted privilege, then they can withhold those privileges or they can make them prohibitively expensive. But then they don't do that for the Clintons. Bill Clinton wants to give a speech to the Saudis who have issues, let's say, before the State Department or other things. And Hillary Clinton says, yes, Bill, you are permitted. He doesn't have to file or pay any fees or anything. He doesn't have to prove that he's a qualified speaker. As a matter of fact, any conflict of interest is just swept aside, and he makes $48 million doing that. But these poor people in Virginia can't do that. So the Institute of Justice has filed a lawsuit on behalf of the couple with the U.S. District Court. The complaint begins, a civil rights lawsuit seeks to vindicate the right to teach job skills without first being required to obtain government permission. This man, McGlothian, already contracts with a variety of companies and military units to prepare their workers for project management certification tests. He simply wants to teach the same thing at his vocational school. But this government agency is demanding that the couple get permits, which would require them to, quote, pay thousands of dollars in fees. Bill Clinton never had to do that. Fill out dozens of pages of paperwork. Bill Clinton never had to do that. And get government bureaucrats who have no expertise in project management to approve their curricula. Well, now he did do that. He did have the government bureaucrats in the State Department who have absolutely no expertise in anything except that they're his friends. They gave him permission. The complaint states that the agency cannot constitutionally apply such requirements because teaching, including teaching job skills, is speech. And you have this thing called free speech that they're now coming after in oh so many different ways. The Institute said in its report that in Virginia, you can teach anyone anything except how to earn an honest living. That's the lesson that the McLothians learned when they tried to open a school to teach job skills to adults in Virginia Beach. I have relatives who live there. Absolutely amazing. So that's how you and I live. That's how the Navy sailor that Comey put in jail lives. We not only have our permissions and our laws, but they are brutally applied. And now let me tell you how the other half lives. Here's how the Clintons live. Judicial Watch points out the State Department approved 215 Bill Clinton speeches that were controversial. Consulting. This guy was a consultant, but no, he's got to get permission, pay thousands of dollars in fees. He's got to fill out dozens of pages of paperwork. He's got to get these government bureaucrats to approve it and so forth. And they don't even know anything about the subject that he's teaching, but he's got to get their permission nevertheless. But Bill Clinton, who wants to do consulting, you know, two-hour speeches for which he makes $300,000, $400,000. Those are consulting deals. He had 215 speeches worth $48 million. Hillary Clinton was copied on all of these decisions, her chief of staff. Judicial Watch found that President Clinton gave 215 speeches and earned $48 million while his wife presided over foreign policy, raising questions about whether the Clintons fulfilled ethics agreements. There we go. Lanny Davis. Maybe instead of trying to snoop around and find something on President Trump, maybe you ought to look at the ethics of your client who you defended after he, also an attorney, committed perjury. And again, you know, we're talking about the Cohen stuff. If you're just joining us, if you listen to what President Trump said, you know, Cohen is going back and forth to him and says, well, we got to create some kind of a business structure here and finance it. And Trump says, financing? What financing? Pay cash. They go, oh, he said the word cash. That means he's trying to do something underhanded. That's really what's going on there. Nevertheless, let's back to the Clintons who get a pass for all this stuff, who get a pass for the ethics. Dershowitz listened to it. He said, there's nothing criminal at all about it. It's just about making President Trump look bad. But you can't make the Clintons look bad because the mainstream media won't cover these issues. And the Justice Department won't do anything about it. Jeff Sessions isn't going to lock her up. Contrary to the rantings and ravings of the lunatic left mainstream media, the left-stream media, now they're saying, he was at a high school rally chanting, left them up, lock her up. I wish he would do that, but he isn't. State Department officials did not object to a single one of these. So he gave 215 speeches. He copied Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, a longtime Clinton troubleshooter who defended the president during his impeachment. No, kind of like Lanny Davis, who is now the lawyer for Michael Cohen. And she was copied on all of these requests. Oh, let's do it nice and legal. I'll send this to my buddy over here and you just rubber stamp it. Is that okay? You just send it back to me and we'll be covered. 215 requests, not a single one denied. Some of the speeches were delivered to global hotspots, as Judicial Watch points out. They were paid for by entities who had business and political interests in the United States. A State Department approved Bill Clinton's speeches, for example, in China. Oh, of course. Russia? Of course. Russia? They approved him speaking in Russia. They don't approve of President Trump speaking in Russia. But they approved of Bill Clinton speaking in Russia. And Bill Clinton got paid to speak in Russia. A lot of money to get paid to speak in Russia. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, United Arab Emirates, Panama, Turkey, Taiwan, India, the Cayman Islands, and many other countries were places that the State Department approved Bill Clinton to give speeches where he made a great deal of money. And it was approved by Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, who had been one of the cover-up lawyers for Bill Clinton during impeachment. The Clinton Foundation says Judicial Watch has received a staggering sums from Saudi benefactors, for example, between $18 million and $50 million. While running for president, Governor Clinton secured in 1992 a $3.5 million Saudi donation for a Middle Eastern studies program at the University of Arkansas. Wink, wink. Hillary Clinton served as Secretary of State while Bill Clinton gave two speeches in Saudi Arabia, earning a total of $600,000. Taiwan also took an interest in Bill Clinton. In November 2010, he spoke on global warming and social inequity. Of course, what else? Maybe unicorn farts. I don't know. Those are the things in which he specializes. Social inequality. And he's an expert on that. Monica, get down on your knees. That's his kind of social inequality. And global warming. $400,000 he got paid by Taiwan to talk about stuff like that. No cigar, evidently. Turkish sponsors paid Bill Clinton $1 million for three speeches, including one to an Arab stock exchange. In Russia, Bill Clinton gave two speeches for $625,000. Traitor! Oh, no, we didn't hear that. I'm sorry. We didn't hear that. I didn't say that. It's Bill Clinton. He's allowed to do that. He can speak for the Russians, and they can pay him $625,000. But if President Trump tries detente, like every president since Truman in the 1950s, he is a traitor. But not the Clintons, because there's two different standards. We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Paldarco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at some more of the inequality. It's not just inequality when it comes to felonies and locking people up. It's inequality in terms of being able to conduct economic operations. I just told you about the couple who has a small business teaching people. They have to get special permissions, pay special fees. But, of course, Bill Clinton can never have his request to speak to foreign governments and foreign big corporations turned down. even though they're in very controversial areas, hotspots. No, every one of his 215 requests were rubber stamped by his former impeachment lawyer, who was the special counsel and chief of staff for Hillary Clinton. She was his special counsel. She was Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, Cheryl Mills. Rubber stamped all that stuff. He made $48 million. But these poor people can't earn a living in Virginia, Virginia Beach, because they've got to do dozens of pages of regulations. They've got to prove to people who don't know anything about the subjects that they're teaching that they're allowed to teach. You got to pay fees and so forth. No, it's the Clintons who collect the fees. And we're going to talk about income inequality. We're going to talk about social media inequality as well. So stay with us. Before we get to that, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have our new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing, 25% off. And, of course, this is a gel so that you can apply nano silver topically. It's very effective at fighting bacteria and virus. So it's very effective at keeping you from getting infected when you've got burns, when you've got cuts. You can put this Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel on there with nano silver. You can get that now, 25% off. We also have several other of our popular products at 50% off. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. That's vitamins and minerals that you can turn into a drink. You can make it into a fruit drink if you wish, or just add water. A great way to take a lot of vitamins and minerals, get a baseline of nutrition there. Also, BioTrue Selenium, our non-GMO organic selenium. We have Alpha Power, both of those, 50% off. Brain Force is 50% off. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. And Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, $17.76 discounted to that. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about Twitter here, because we had an interesting exchange on Twitter between New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman. She got on and said, well, I just don't like this. I don't like the way this stuff is handling here. And so I'm going to take a holiday from Twitter for the most part. And CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, comes, oh, please don't do that. We're going to fix it with AI real soon. Well, what is her problem with it? She says she's going to be pulling back from tweeting due to issues about how discourse is handled on the platform. In other words, New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman says she can't compete in the free marketplace of ideas. That's the bottom line, folks. She can't compete in the free marketplace of ideas. And she complains about the fact that Twitter is where the under, this is from her tweet, where the underbelly of free speech is at its most bilious. Its most bilious. Well, you know what, Maggie? Freedom is messy. Freedom is not controlled. And you want to call free speech, unfettered free speech, which we, by the way, don't have anymore on Twitter because they shadow ban people. They have already introduced their AI algorithms. They're just going to get more detailed and intensive. But real free speech is messy. It is not controlled. And yes, it is bilious. You want to talk about that? You know, bilious. Bile, like digestive juices. We digest the news in a messy fashion. It's called free speech. It's called free debate. It's called a marketplace and a clash and a battle of ideas. And obviously the New York Times is not competing very well in this marketplace, and they're not doing very well on Twitter. So she's going to be above the fray. She's going to go on a Twitter fast, or she's going to just go silent for this stuff. And Jack Dorsey, oh, please don't do that. Oh, don't do that. We need your liberal voice here. And so he's telling her he's got the AI algorithm on the way. It's going to put in more controls for speech, and I'm sure that they will, you know, she doesn't come out in this particular one, calling for InfoWars to be banned, not publicly at this point in this particular tweet, but we got all the rest of these people out there calling for that. It's the same type of stuff that we saw at the Tribeca Film Festival. Robert De Niro, that foul mouth, every other word that he says is the F word. He has a film festival, the Tribeca Film Festival. He's got a child who has been damaged by autism. Now, Robert De Niro would like to know what caused it. He'd like to know how to fix it. He's interested in the topic of autism. Del Bigtree does a documentary called Vaxxed. He goes, oh, yeah, I'd like to hear about that. Oh, no, but the left doesn't want you to hear about that. The vested interests don't want you to hear about that. The filmmakers want to control what can be played at a film festival. And so they put pressure on De Niro, who has a child who is suffering from this. And it's like, eh, okay, yeah, I'd like to know how I can keep other kids from having this Satan type of stuff or know what happened to my child. Nah, never mind. It's more important for me to pander to the Hollywood left. So we will censor this filmmaker. We don't want his documentary put out there. You don't agree with Del Bigtree? Then say so. He's got some very inconvenient facts, however. You know, he talks about how they were given immunity. They begged the Reagan administration for legal immunity because the supposed herd immunity that they were giving people were hurting people to such a degree that they said to Ronald Reagan and the Reagan administration, if you don't give us immunity from lawsuits, we won't be able to sell vaccines anymore because so many people are suing us because they're being harmed. Okay, we'll give you legal immunity and we'll create some special court over here that nobody will know about. And we'll have this special master hand out awards to people. And then we'll have Health and Human Services track the injuries, except they only track 1% of them. Except when they track 1% of them, you find out that I think the amount is something like 50,000 or something like that. So if that's 1% of them, that they've actually know about, and they say, well, we're not tracking the other 99. Well, you do the math. It's over 5 million injuries. And I can't remember. Injuries or deaths? Who knows? Who cares? Nobody cares. We don't want to track it. We don't want to do it. And the latest lawsuit, which came from Robert Kennedy Jr. and Del Bigtree, they exposed how the Health and Human Services people were not doing their task. They said, as part of that agreement, they were going to monitor safety. They were going to make sure that there were improvements done and so forth and so on. They said, well, we'd like to see what you've done in the last 32 years. Well, we haven't done anything. They stonewalled them. They sued them in court. Finally, they said, we have absolutely no records about anything that we have done in terms of monitoring safety. You look at this situation that's going on in China. As bad as China is, at least the people there know that they've got some dirty pharmaceutical companies. And they've got that information there. The people are freaking out. But, of course, that never happens here in America. We don't ever have products that go bad, do we? Oh, yes, we do. You just don't know about it when it's the pharmaceutical companies, especially the vaccine companies. You're just not allowed to know about that. They sweep that under the carpet. That's another kind of inequality. Let's talk about income inequality. As Breitbart points out, it's much worse in blue states than in red states. So we don't just have the inequality when it comes to permission to give speeches or to do consulting. You know, Bill Clinton can make $48 million, never has to jump through any hoops. These small people in Virginia Beach, no. You pay thousands of dollars just to teach in local classes here. When it comes to due process, she gets a pass, but the sailor goes to jail. We don't have any due process with any equality when it comes to liberty. So the income equality that they always want to talk about, guess what? It's worse in the blue states that support the Democrats. Of the states that voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016, when they measure the average income of the top 1% against the average income of the bottom 99%, they found that in Clinton states, the top 1% made 23.6 times the average income for the other 99%. In Trump states, the average for top earners was just 19.7 times the average for everyone else. You know, it's kind of interesting. My experience growing up in Tampa, and my wife growing up in New York, when I went to New York, I was really amazed. That's the first time I'd really seen that kind of income inequality lived out. We have poor people and you have the ultra wealthy and not much of a middle class in between. And Tampa was very much a middle class. My dad, we knew a family at church that had a national chain of stores. You would have never known this guy had any money. Yeah, he was like Sam Walton, who owned Walmart, you know, drive around old pickup truck. You would have never known that this guy had hundreds of millions of dollars. There were other people that my dad knew that had shopping center or supermarket chains that they knew through the Rotary Club or whatever. But boy, you go to New York, you know these people are rich. They live it out. There's a lot of income inequality there. And those kind of millionaires and billionaires don't exist anymore. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source
prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to tell you that I think the Russians should be allowed to vote in our election. Yes, the Russians should be allowed to vote in our election. Do you find that appalling? I would think so, because, you know, most voters, according to Rasmussen, are opposed to illegal immigrants, that would be foreign citizens, voting in our elections, even though the people in California are not opposed to that. But most Americans are. 62% are opposed to foreign citizens voting in our elections, but not the people in California. So why are the people in California, the Democrats on the left, who want foreign citizens to vote in our elections, why are they so upset when the Russians, they say, may be voting in our election coming up? Quite frankly, if you look at this, the Russians are not demanding that I pay for their schooling, so why not allow them to have a vote? When you look at California, they're saying, yeah, well, we're going to let them vote in school elections because they should be able to decide how much money you're going to spend to educate their children when they come here. The Mexican government has been telling them, go to America. Let them pay for your education. They don't need homes. They can do with a smaller home. Forget about the American dream. Tell them you're dreamers. That'll work. That'll be a great way. They want to complain about how high the taxes on their homes are. You tell them, you've got a dream. You're a dreamer. You're an innocent little child and you want an education and they should pay for it. And if it requires that they have a smaller home or no home at all, that they have to go rent an apartment, which of course it's going to be smaller because the taxes are there even if you don't pay them separately, that'll be fine because you have a dream. And so, as I said in San Francisco, it is a no-brainer. I want the parents involved in this. And they should be making decisions about how much you are going to pay to educate their children. So why not let the Russians vote? The Russians aren't asking that I educate their children. Let's just let them vote. Just like we're talking about all of the panic about this 29-year-old girl who was a political science major. And I don't know if she had anything to, but I suspect that this is part of the Russian panic. I highly suspect that it is part of the Russian panic. She is simply an undocumented foreign lobbyist. What's the problem with that? Why should she have to fill out paperwork when we invite all these other people in here? MS-13, they don't have to fill out any paperwork. They're undocumented immigrants. So why wouldn't a Russian, if she's a Russian spy, that's okay. I mean, the Russian spies, as far as when I last looked, they weren't cutting people's heads off, hacking their competition to pieces and hanging their bodies from the bridges. They're not as dangerous as MS-13 and the Sinaloa cartel and these guys from the Dominican Republic, the gangs. But, you know, in California, they wanted to grab the list of gang members and hide them because President Trump just got elected and he might deport these people. We don't want that to happen. So why are we upset about some Russian lobbyists that didn't fill out the paperwork here? They're not violent. I don't understand. I don't understand the double standard. You know, we have all these different double standards for the Clintons, for the drug cartels and everything. I mean, just, you know, if you're not going to have any standards for drug cartels and terrorists coming in from the Middle East, then why would you have any standard for the Russian spies coming in? On Monday night, we had MSNBC, or as I should say, MSDNC's Deadline program. We had the MSDNC News Affairs analyst, John Heilman, said that this is the kind of thing you would see in a banana republic. And then the next night, Senator Bob Corker, who doesn't even have his own scriptwriter, says, this is the kind of thing you'd see in a banana republic. It's like, no, you, Bob Corker, are the kind of thing that we would see in a banana republic, in a kleptocracy. I'm going to talk about our banana republic when we come back. You know where that term comes from, right? We would go in, we would overthrow with the CIA. Well, we didn't have the CIA at that time. That was the time we had Smedley Butler, and he said, I have been part of a racketeer organization. That's what they call the mafia back then, racketeering and corruption. We have overthrown governments for the National Fruit Company and so forth. They went into these little banana republics and they overthrew them. And that's what the CIA has made, has become an institution. They matured by doing that everywhere. So, yeah, banana republics, we know all about that. We are the chief of the banana republic. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I was saying at the top of the hour, I think that allowed the Russians to vote. I don't know why not. They're not asking that we pay for their education. Unlike the other illegal immigrants, the other foreign citizens who come here demanding services, they're not dangerous like the MS-13 and Sinaloa cartels. They're not cutting people's heads off. But they come here and they don't fill out the paperwork for lobbying, and we get really upset about that. They're just undocumented. They didn't fill out the documentation. You know, you got to fill out the documentation if you're a lobbyist. Well, not really. You can be John Podesta and his group, and you don't have to fill out the paperwork because then they can use them to testify against Paul Manafort. I remember when they first came up with this stuff, they said, Paul Manafort, oh, well, they're going to try to come after him for not having filled out paperwork for being a lobbyist. That's going to put Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Podesta, in the same kind of jeopardy. No, it won't. They'll give him legal immunity so that he can talk about the crimes that he committed and impugn them to Paul Manafort, the designated sin eater in this scenario. Yeah, it is like satire, isn't it? The amazing double standards that we see here. As a matter of fact, speaking of satire, that's why I was talking about giving Russians the ability to vote. They're not cutting people's heads off. They're not demanding that we educate their children. Let them vote in our elections. I mean, we're world economy now. You don't have to be a citizen here. You don't have to pay taxes here to vote in these elections. So why not give that to everybody? This is part of the political platform of the Democrat Party. Abolish ICE. Get rid of these borders. Give everybody a free education all the way up through college and on and on and on and on. And so the Babylon Bee, which is a satire site that likes to make fun of Christians and conservatives and so forth, they have this headline, which is not really a satire for the first time. Ocasio-Cortez is criticized for not clearly labeling her political platform as satire. They have a phony quote from a New York Times correspondent. And this non-existent New York Times correspondent says, millions of people have viewed her interviews and read her statements, but she failed to clearly label them as satire. This is dangerous and irresponsible. And I guess they would add, and I'm leaving Twitter. Like Maggie Halberman and CEO Jack says, don't do it. Don't do it. We're going to clean it up with an algorithm. You won't have that messy, stinky free market of ideas where you have to sort through, figure out what it is. You won't have to think. We'll think for you. No, you know, it's kind of interesting. I thought this was especially pertinent because somebody did a cut with that interview that she had where, you know, she left herself out there like Miss South Carolina, except she was Miss South America, specifically Venezuela is what she was doing, what she was channeling. That interview that she had with, I think it was, Hoover was the correspondent's name, firing line on NPR. And she's like, really? Can you explain that a little bit more? Well, I really, it's like such as the American citizens, American U.S. citizens and stuff like that. I mean, she went right down that line. And so it was so funny and everybody's been taking out clips of this that one person, one young lady does, a thing where she cuts herself in asking questions, and then she has the idiotic responses of Ocasio-Cortez, and social media went out of their way to label that as fake news. Yeah, it was fake news. Yeah, it was satire. Yeah, we know that. It's pretty obvious when you look at it that it was edited together. But yeah, her political platform really is satire, folks. It really is. And it really is, should be labeled as such from the very beginning. I think some of the mainstream Democrats are starting to get worried about this, and they're starting to try to label her platform as satire, as dangerous and irresponsible, and it is. It is dangerous and irresponsible. Just take a look at North and South Korea if you want to know how centrally planned authoritarian economies go, if you want to look at Venezuela and so forth. We've talked about that many times. I want to get back to the gun issues, because as I begin the program, I was talking about the decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and no, they have not had a come-to-Jesus moment on the Second Amendment. It was a panel of three people. Two of them were part of the tiny minority that was appointed by Republicans. As I said before, they've got 25 out of the 29 seats in this massive Court of Appeals. They actually introduced legislation last year to try to split it into two different districts because it is so has so many judges over such a large area. They go from the District of Columbia all the way to Hawaii. They have a big impact on things, and it is heavily skewed towards Obama and Clinton appointed judges. There's one also from Carter. So you take all those three together, it's like 10 Clinton, 7 Obama, and 1 Carter judge out of those 25. So 18 out of the 25. This panel, however, went the other way. Now, I want to talk about the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals where just the opposite thing happened. As Breitbart points out, there was a block of Trump judges who called the Second Amendment a fundamental right. They said people who are supporting this gun control law were plagued by hoplophobia, which is the fear of weapons, irrational fear of weapons. This is a federal law that makes it illegal to buy handguns across state lines. Several plaintiffs sued, arguing the restriction violates the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The challengers drew one of the most conservative federal judges in America, Judge Reed O'Connor of the Northern District of Texas, who ruled in their favor. But then they go to the Court of Appeals, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And so it's exactly the polar opposite of what just happened in Hawaii and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So the conservative judge at the lower level says, no, we're going to find in favor of the Second Amendment. So then they appeal to the Fifth Circuit. They have a three judge panel there at the Fifth Circuit Court. And that panel included both Republican and Democrat appointed judges. And as Breitbart points out, a reminder that we need to have originalist judges, not just Republican judges. The losing side petitioned the full circuit court to rehear the case. So it goes to the three-judge panel. The three-judge panel says, no, we're going to overturn this conservative judge who ruled in favor of the Second Amendment. And so then the other judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal, where they have 15 judges out of 17 seats, 15 of those are filled. And so all they hold a vote for the 15. And they wanted to hear it en banc, which means that all of them are going to decide, not just that three-judge panel. This is why I'm bringing this up, because it's the Second Amendment. It goes the other direction. So instead of a three-judge panel with a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that decides in favor of the Second Amendment, you have a three-judge panel that decides against the Second Amendment. Now, this one is further along. They asked for the entire court to hear it, in other words, en banc. They took a vote to whether they were going to hear that or not. It failed by 8-7. A couple of Republican-appointed judges voted with a more liberal Democrat-appointed judges against a review by the entire court. However, all four of President Trump's judges voted as a block to rehear the case, along with three other Republican-appointed judges, including Judge Edith Jones, a longtime hero to constitutional conservatives, as appointed by Ronald Reagan. And so we may see this case at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They may take the next step. A three-judge panel ruled in favor of the Second Amendment. And the Ninth Circus, the liberal court, may say, well, we want the entire court to hear this, and that may still happen. So don't count your chickens before they hatch, because, you know, everything in America is done by permission. Not even by law, done by permission. And as the Free Thought Project says, we have now had 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws that have been focusing on things like red flag laws. You know, where we take the guns and do the due process later, as President Trump famously said. And just like this supposed shooting in Toronto, where we're told the problem are guns and crazy people. Yes, crazy people are our problem. Crazy people, especially in the Democrat Party, not so much the guns, because as this is happening, and we'll tell you how this is a suspect narrative that looks like it's being used to push this along with these red flag laws. All that has to happen is somebody has to say, I think this person is dangerous, and they take the guns. Well, you remember the series Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson? What was the lethal weapon? Was it a particular gun that he had? No. He was the lethal weapon. If somebody is crazy, they are the problem. Give them due process, but then you lock them up, not the gun.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent, because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us, and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line, and so are you. We are the resistance.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and I want you to grab your tinfoil hats, because we're going to talk about the Toronto shooter as well as the white helmets. They're not the aluminum foil helmets, but they're not white hats. They're not the good guys. And I'm going to tell you why and what has happened in the last week or so with the white helmets in Syria. But first up, let's talk about the Toronto shooter. As I was just saying, we've had 50-some-odd laws introduced in 26 different states. Most of them red flag laws, because now the Republican establishment has jumped on the bandwagon. They think that they can slice off a part of their arm, a part of your right to keep and bear arms, and sacrifice this to the Democrats. When we talk about crazy people, as I said before, the lethal weapon is the crazy person. The crazy person doesn't need a gun. The crazy person can use a hammer. The crazy person can use a car. The crazy person can use acid. Crazy person can use a knife to stab people. We've seen this over and over again. If the person is crazy, you do the due process on the person. You give them a speedy trial, but you give them due process. But if they are a problem, you lock them up. You don't just say, well, you know, they'll be fine as long as they don't have a gun. No, they can use all those other devices to come after people as well. But I think that is the way that this narrative in Toronto is shaping up. We have an article from Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com that came out yesterday. Is the media covering up the Toronto shooter's Islamic terrorist motive? You know, immediately Matt Bracken, I retweeted his thing. As soon as they came out with this story, immediately tweeted out, he said, oh, so we got a 20-hour delay so they can clean up his social media, so they can come up with a prepared statement and so forth. Nothing to be concerned about here, right? Paul Joseph Watson says, while the media continues to repeat claims that Toronto shooter Faisal Hussein suffered from mental illness, police and intelligence sources are studying information that suggests that his rampage was an Islamic terrorist attack. Two girls aged 10 and 18, as well as injuring 14 others during the attack along the restaurant-lined streets of Greektown Sunday night. They took about a 24-hour delay His family, supposedly, released a statement that sounded like it had been written by a lawyer. I'll read that a little bit of that to you, asserting that the killer's carnage was motivated by nothing other than mental illness and depression. Fits very neatly into the gun control narrative that is the narrative du jour of the day, so that they can take away our guns. And one lawyer, Manny Montenegrino, said, how is it that this press release came out contemporaneously with naming the Toronto Strong killer? Was the timing of both orchestrated? If so, by whom? Many people have complained about that. Another one, Ezra Levant, tweeted out, what PR firm wrote this letter for the family? Because it's not written by elderly Muslim migrants. It's written by a political aide or a journalist. Let me give you an example of this. And he tweeted this out. Here's some of this statement that was supposedly written by elderly migrant Muslims. We are utterly devastated by the incomprehensible news that our son was responsible for the senseless violence and loss of life that took place on the Danforth. Our son had severe mental health challenges, struggling with psychosis and depression his entire life. The interventions of professionals were unsuccessful. Medications and therapy were unable to treat him. While we did our best to seek help for him throughout his life of struggle and pain, we could never imagine that this would be his devastating and destructive end. This is the ghostwriter that writes Hillary Clinton's books. Where did they get this from? This is not the elderly Muslim migrants writing this, obviously. And Toronto Sun's Joe Warmington, as Paul points out in his article, said law enforcement officials are still looking at a, quote, potential jihadi-inspired mission. He went on to say files are being reviewed by police, including concern that Hussein expressed support for a website that was seen to be pro-ISIS, or as they call it, ISIL. Intelligence officials are also looking into the residences that he had in Afghanistan and Pakistan, as well as other online activities that hint that he might be radicalized. And Lauren O'Neill, however, on the left, as soon as she heard his name, Faisal Hussein, she said, tweeted out, I just read the name of the Toronto shooter, and her response is the F word. And then she comes back and says, I'm getting flamed for this tweet. I meant F as in, here comes all the rampant speculation about terrorism. You know, because his last name is Hussein. And, you know, because he goes to ISIS websites. And, you know, because he lived in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But, you know, she says, literally nothing is known about the suspect's motives at this point. One person tweets back and says, maybe you're the one with mental illness if you think all these jihadi terrorists have mental illness. It is not mental illness. It is their allegiance. So you have CBS actually report that as well, not just the local Toronto paper. ABC and NBC, however, skipped it. They didn't report CBS's revelation of this. They chose not to talk at all about it. CBS News, they believe they had a big scoop. They reported it Sunday night. After covering the attacks for only one day, ABC and NBC decided not only to skip what CBS found about this guy's background, because it's very unpleasant for them to think about that. They had a nice, convenient narrative that had been scripted by a ghostwriter for the family, supposedly. And they're going to go with that because it fits into their gun control narrative of the day. And they don't want to be confused by anything that even CBS finds. CBS's findings were in direct contradiction to Canadian authorities, reports MRC TV. The ministry, this is what they said, CBS. CBS said the Ministry of Public Safety said Tuesday that they see no link to terrorism. But a law enforcement source told CBS News that Faisal Hussein visited Islamic State of Iraq and Syria websites, ISIS websites, and may have expressed support for the terrorist group. They were looking into whether or not Hussein may have lived at one time in Afghanistan and possibly Pakistan as well. You don't have to get a direct order from these people in order to carry this stuff out if you share their goals. And so what we're seeing here, as summarized by the New American, they say, well, the Toronto mayor, John Tory, blames the guns. The New York Times blames the guns. The murderer's families and the media blame his mental illness. Their ghostwriter, let's say. Other evidence, however, suggests that it might have been a terror attack against the Greeks, the historic enemy of Muslims, Islam, and specifically the Turks. This is an area, this district here, the average home is like $1 million. It's a very wealthy place here, this Canadian neighborhood, or it's a Greek neighborhood. As I point out, Canada's already got strict gun laws, very strict. They tightly control what type of firearms you can own and where they may be used. Purchasing any firearm, for instance, requires a permit from local police. All firearm owners must possess a valid license. Buyers must also have a background check and a safety test. Open and concealed carry are against the law. He violated that law. And law even controls how firearms are stored and transported. He violated that as well. They have to be stored and transported, unloaded, with trigger locks on. And even with that, you got to have a permit to carry it outside of the home. Nevertheless, the Toronto mayor has blamed gun laws. Why does anyone in this city need to have a gun at all? Well, let me explain it to you, Mayor Tory. You have to have guns because your gun laws are not being obeyed by people like this guy. He carried against your laws. He possessed against your laws. He killed people against your laws. You know, as long as you've got terrorists or crazy people with guns, you need to be able to protect yourself against those people. The only people who didn't have the guns were the ones who were foolish enough to abide by your laws. They were the ones who were the victims in this. Victims of a terrorist, victims of your laws. We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists to live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel. Of course, Lionel is a lawyer, a practicing lawyer. He's been a trial lawyer. And I want to get his comments on what's going on because, you know, I look at the headlines today. I saw the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals had a pro-Second Amendment ruling. I thought, what happened? Somebody put a red pill in their breakfast cereal or something? How did this happen? And then I thought, oh, wait, it's just a three-judge panel out of this massive Circuit Court of Appeals. And as I talked about, a couple of segments ago, we had the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which went just the opposite direction. They had a three-judge panel, which decided against the Second Amendment, or, you know, a straight-up interpretation, as I believe, of the Second Amendment. And then they tried to bring it up. The conservatives said, let's let the whole court hear it, and then they shut that down. So we may have the whole court hear this. It's kind of an interesting situation and a great time for Lionel to join us and give us his legal expertise. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel.
Thank you, and don't be a killjoy. You're a buzzkill. You are a you-know-what in the punch bowl. Oh, my God. They show some indication and indicium of rational thought. You say, well, that's probably nothing to... Don't worry about it.
I know that these guys have got the red noses on when they're doing this stuff. I mean, this is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, so I'm always skeptical when they do something.
You're the kind of guy who stood up in the cartoons during Roadrunner and said, now, wait a minute, hold it. The coyote has been killed before. I don't think there's anything to this. He keeps bouncing back. And what's with all this Acme stuff? Look, it comes down to this. The case is Young against Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Listen to this wonderful language. Let a man dream, for better or for worse. The Second Amendment does, this is from the court. For better or for worse, the Second Amendment does protect a right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Burr! We would thus flout the Constitution if we were told that, quote, in regulating the manner of bearing arms, the authority of the state has no other limit than its own discretion. While many respectable scholars and activists find virtue in firearms carry regime that restricts the right to a privileged few, quote, the enshrinement of constitutional rights necessarily takes certain policy choices off the table. Now, let me also remind you.
It's a great opinion.
Oh, well, now they can go, as we say, and you alluded to, en banc, ENBANC, where they bring in the whole tribunal. The same thing happened with Judge Kavanaugh. Where he was, there was that one case about the, what was it? It was an administrative law case, and then he came along and they just said, nope. So, but that's always a chance. But David, this is a toe in the water. Yeah. Let me also ask you that as these judges drive to work in San Francisco, bags of human egesta, 20 pound bags, mass migration tent camps of dirty, not Carl Malden streets of San Francisco, not Tony Bennett leaving his heart. Oh, pray tell, no.
He didn't leave his heart behind in San Francisco. Right. He left a bag
of
excrement
behind, which is a different story. But other than that, so we don't know. So let us look at this and take any good news as possible. And let me also tell you another story, which I find to be one of the most gratifying and wonderful. But before I do, let me remind you, David, if you absolutely want to see what profound ignorance looks like, and I mean profound, you must watch The View. Just for a segment of it.
Was this the clip about socialism? No,
that was Ocasio-Cortez. And with all due respect, I don't want to kill anybody's meme here, but bringing up Venezuela when price gouging in oil had affected this. I don't want to go into the dynamics of a controlled economy, but that's wrong too. But if ever you want to hear just how they don't get it, that's it. But here's the big story. David, this week there is a documentary that is opening called Scotty Bowers. It is about a depraved Hollywood. Remember Hollywood Babylon years ago? Yeah. That was that. There is another book that's out about the Onassis, Jackie Onassis and the Kennedys that will, your jaw will drop. Well, Scotty Bowers, apparently, I think, if you believe him, he's 95 years old and he was quite the boy toy and sexual ambassador of Hollywood in the 40s. But he, I think, bedded everybody there was. It was a zoo. Now that lays the groundwork for what's happening now. For the first time, Hollyweird and Pedowood and others who thought that this edgy kind of comedy, and it's coming out now, Sarah Silverman, Patton Oswalt, I guess there's a statute of limitations on depravity, but we are seeing two things happening. Number one, the real deep psyche, the Freudian underbelly of this demented, sick, fetid, rank, horrid, purulent, sebaceous, syphilitic underbelly of Hollywood. I'm holding back, by the way. And then you also see this concomitant move to explain it, to justify it.
Yeah.
To
we're
rally
just joking.
Edgy.
Yeah, we're just joking.
We're just being edgy. Now, what I'm trying to think of, I want to think of a way to explain to middle America, mainstream America, mainstream America, the heartland, to explain specifically, here's what's going on. I'm tired of watching Fox News, bless their heart. By the way, they're going soft, and you know it, and I know it. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that memo. Oh, they don't even recognize these people anymore. Mm-hmm. This business about this laborious substitution for intrigue of having Dershowitz on, Judge Napolitano on, he's talking about the FISA and the Carter Page, and then paragraph 6 is like, what is this? What's going on here? Hey, Trump, do something. And you took the words right out of my mouth when Sessions is out there saying, lock her up. No. Get back in your plane. Go back to your office and draft out. Yeah, what are you doing? Anyway, that being said, we have to tell those folks there are midterms coming up. And the group that hates Trump and whatever he's for are here. Nothing will change that. Also, the blind acolytes and minions and the obsequious fawning Pavlovian obese and bootlickers, they're over here. But in the middle of the Gaussian curve, there's a group of American black, white, brown, poor, rich, who has to have this explained. And what you need to do, like a good trial lawyer does to a jury, you find one hook to your case, something that will get their attention. And say, let me tell you who Hollywood is. Hollywood is not like the NFL or sports or NASCAR. It's not this entertainment, you know, this big powerful corporation. Oh, no. Hollywood is the propaganda mill. It is the feeder system for monetary wealth and for donations. It also is the main brothel that holds all, and remember, one of the biggest reasons for pedophilia and this particular type of depraved sexual activity is blackmail. Don't kid yourself. Mm-hmm. Remember the Godfather? Let's see how good your team is now. Godfather, when Senator, whatever his name is, they're in that hotel that Fredo owns, and Janko got a hold of that prostitute, goes, we were just playing. Wait, he was on drag that a lot. It just got out of hand. I don't remember. That's what they do. Now, if you can say to middle America, I don't want to, you know, burst your bubble here, but these people right here, look at what they're supporting, not the flag, not the troops, not freedom of speech, but supporting these depraved people who are trying to normalize habituate us to, condition us to child predation? That's it. There's the scene.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what?
We look at this
and you're talking about the corruption and the moral depravity in Hollywood. I mean, it goes back to Fatty Arbuckle. I remember the BBC series that looked at all this stuff. We'll talk about this when we come back. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Kraglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Kraglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anyone who studied history and knows how human systems work is horrified. We have global, hardcore, anti-human psychopaths in control of the big corporations. They're trying to wreck free market and consolidate total control, dumb humanity down ahead of replacing us with machines. And Trump has come in and is resisting that and saying we have a human future. They are launching a civil war against nation states right now, collapsing our borders. And my only message is this: everybody better wake up and realize the fight is now. Everybody should be very, very urgent because the left and the globalists are frantic and launching their anti-human plan because they crave to control people. Those of us that are pro-human don't crave power. We already have the power. But we have to realize these scum are coming after us and we have to speak out and take action now. InfoWars is on the front line and so are you. We are the resistance.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Lionel. Of course, you can find Lionel on Twitter at Lionel Media. And you can also find him on YouTube. What? I don't have it here on my list here. Lionel, what is your YouTube channel again?
Lionel Nation.
That's right. Lionel Nation. I should know this by now. You come on every week.
Let me ask you a question. How come I'm in that shadow ban category on Twitter and you're not?
Yeah, I know. I'm not doing my job, right?
What is going on? I'm thinking shadow ban. What did I do? I don't know what I'm doing. You're under the QFG, whatever. But I said, well, stop it. What are you people doing? I'm just trying to do my job, Your Honor. I'm just trying to help. Anyway.
Yeah, don't shame me here. You know, it's a,
now you mentioned. You mentioned Fatty Arbuckle.
Yeah.
And, most people don't know this. That was your first news coverage when you first broke into the business during the Coolidge administration. But, you know.
I learned about all that stuff. It was a great BBC series. It was called Hollywood. And James Mason was the guy who narrated. They went back into a lot of very interesting stuff, how they didn't do special effects, of course. They actually put Lillian Gish out on a nice flow and so forth. They'd have the cameramen who had to crank all the stuff by hand. They'd put these guys up on biplanes, and they got to keep that timing going, so they had like a little internal song. So all this little interesting stuff about Hollywood. But there was also the Hollywood of Cecil B. DeMille's in the 1920s, where he puts Claudette Colbert naked in a milk bath, right? That's why they had the standards that came in and shut that down. But underneath, you had Fatty Arbuckle. You had people like Errol Flynn. They were the Harvey Weinsteins of the day, right? This stuff was always in Hollywood. You always had the casting couch. You always had these wild people.
Harvey Weinstein couldn't carry their codpiece. It was depraved. But this is what I want folks to understand. Remember, David, when it comes time to vote, you know, we talk about all this inside baseball stuff, and most people say, look, I'm busy. I'm going to work. I don't have time for this. So if you say, okay, I'm going to pick one subject, all right, here's one for you, because everybody hates Hollywood. It's not sexual mores. It's not the fact that it's, no, it's about pedophilia, pederasty, febophilia, chronophilia, hebephilia, you name it. They're doing it and laughing, and they're so demented. So demented in this particular world that they live in, that they support this. And what's also amazing is that how they pick and choose what's funny. When Whoopi Goldberg decided that she and Ted Danson were going to do the famous blackface, or he was going to do the blackface at the Friars Club, she thought that was funny, it was edgy, whatever. It's like, okay, fine with me. I'm not yelling for this. But if somebody else said, it's a different story. For some reason, Roseanne in her particular tweet is different because it just is.
Yeah,
these people will repeat this. And once they learn a meme, I mentioned you before because I had on my wife had on The View in the background because we were watching because Valerie Jarrett supposedly on today. And as I'm on, I'm listening in the background and I hear people talking about Putin and KGB. David, hasn't been the KGB since 1991. Why don't we talk about or the NKVD or the OSS? All right. So what happens is you have people out there who are given memes and these ideas and these parcels, these little orts of information that they repeat. But mainstream America has to understand, and mainstream in the heartland understand how depraved these people are. And once you scrap that surface with next theme coming up, with the Brothman fortune, and they're calling it a sex cult. No, it's not a sex cult. It's called sex trafficking, sex predation. Sex cult sounds voluntary. And by the by.
Oh, and let me interject something before you interject.
Wait!
We're talking about where this whole pedophilia thing is going, right? Talked about it the other day. We have this movement called Minor Attracted Persons. MAPs, okay, that you can add to the back of the LGBTQs and all this other kind of stuff.
Right.
They want to add the MAPs. This is where this is going. All this humor and all these skits and everything that are being done, that's to make sure that they can talk about something that has been taboo, that has been very uncomfortable for everybody. They start to make that comfortable. Then the next step is they put out the minor attracted persons. It's like, oh, we're just attracted to these kids,
right?
But we're not doing anything about it, so we're not bad. We're the victims of the people who don't want to hear this stuff. This is the way that this gradually going to roll this in and normalize this behavior. That's why this humor is not really funny. It is not a funny thing, and it is not an identity thing. This is an agenda. It is a progression that they have already worked out. They have done it before on other issues. They're doing it with this as part of normalizing it to make it funny. Yeah.
And by the way, it's called habituation is the notion.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, and I don't want to pull a Godwin on you, but I'm sure that Hitler, they must have had some anti-Semitic genocide humor. And nobody would dare say, oh, it's a joke. No, no. A joke reflects the underlying theme and the motivation that propels the joke. If all of my joke, David, if you and I were, we went to lunch every day and every single joke I told you was about rape. Every time you would say, this is a fixation. I got to tell you this quick story before we forget. You're going to love this one. I don't know if they have this in Austin, but here in New York, anybody who, I guess, I don't want to generalize, but everybody who's Asian walks around with a mask on. You know, the hospital mask. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe they know something. I don't know.
I think they do know something.
Well, if you walk into a bank, I'd say, take that mask off. I'm old fashioned. You'll stick them up. You know, anyway. So they're into this thing. All right, fine. Everybody's, and also Asian, especially Chinese in particular, Japan, they walk around with parasols. Very good. Very smart. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the latest one. You ready for this? I found this out in parts of Brooklyn in the Upper East Side, and these people who have no business having children. You know what the latest thing with kids are? They put them in the buggies or the baby strollers or the prams.
Yeah.
As the UK for say the prams. Anyway, they put these babies in, and they put this layer of gauze like a netting to prevent the microbes or drug bugs or bacteria, depriving them of light. And basically taking these kids and putting them in a stimulation free nothing. I talked to a woman recently who has been doing this forever, and she is seeing in kids today this new hybrid of kids who don't laugh, don't play, don't interact, don't make eye contact, and don't seem to know what's happening.
Wow.
And right now, if you've got these other people, because let me tell you, when I heard the other day, Joy Behar, who was the brain trust of The View, I know I'm fixating on The View today, but I just heard this, and it'll take weeks to get this out of my soul. But anyway, but she was talking about how, and President Trump wants to separate these families and these children when her Hollywood is causing a depravity and an assault against children that nobody could ever see. It's this selective focus that is propelled, for the most part, by some kind of weird transitory sense of what's hip today. It's as though here is your blue card. You bring up this, talk about Putin, KGB, talk about this, talk about Stormy Daniels, talk about this Cohen tape, which meant nothing. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. Don't read, just say this. And if you say it long enough, people are going to say, you know what? There must be something to it. And then they're going to repeat it. It's
well, you know, you're talking about this. It sounds like a burqa training shroud that they set up for these kids. But it was an article that was on Drudge earlier this week saying, on average, kids are only getting 7 hours of sunlight. We've had parents and parent groups come on talking about, raising free-range kids, because if you let your kids go out and play like you and I used to do, and we had edged it down quite a bit from the Little Rascals. I mean, those guys were doing really over-the-top top stuff that I wanted to do, but my parents wouldn't let me get that radical. But we used to do all kinds of stuff. I mean, we got in the woods, and we would build forts and all this other kind of stuff. But you can't do that now because they'll take the kids away, and now they're putting them in little shrouds, you know, because it's not enough that you just sit there and look at your phone.
David, promise me one day we're going to do a whole show on stuff that we did as kids that would get us elected today. We had a game in my house called Jump Off the Roof. And my father, who was lying on the couch, would see one kid drop, another kid drop, and he went outside and said, what are you kids doing? I said, we're jumping off the roof. He said, oh, okay. That was it. I got a pellet gun. They gave me a soldering iron, a.k.a. a wood burning, a.k.a. pyrography. I would sit there at the age of 8 with this 1,500-degree wand and wood. And my father said, what's that smell? I'm burning wood. Okay.
At the age of 8, I was driving a powerboat that was powerful enough to pull adult skiers. I was pulling the adult skiers. I let an 8-year-old pull them around the lake.
I had a Crossman pellet gun that could take out an Apache helicopter. This thing would not, and my mother's only concern, pyrography. How do you do this? My mother would say, you might blind each other. I'm thinking, blind. I'm talking brain trauma. We're talking about a headshot. Blind.
You put your eye out, kid. Yeah.
Right,
gotta, we're going to have to sell our Red Ryder BB guns on the internet. We make a lot of money. Okay. Thanks for joining us, Lionel. You can find him on Lionel Media, YouTube, Lionel Nation. And that's it for our program. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.